The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward. And here they're coming. Good morning. When I was whispering, I'm guessing that not many of you heard me. And if you heard me, it was because the microphone is working. Thank you, Bill. All right, but if I'm going to make an announcement, I have to make sure that my announcement is loud enough for you to hear, right? If I'm going to say something, especially if you can't see my face because of the candles, you got to be able to hear me, all right? John the Baptist was out in the wilderness, and he was not quiet. Not being quiet at all. John was out there telling everyone that they needed to repent. They needed to change their life. They needed to turn back to God. So John was out there in the wilderness. Have you ever seen one of those things outside a store where, you know, it's like this little thing that blows up and then goes down and oh, there we are. John was trying to get everyone's attention. All right? He was trying to make sure that they were there to hear and listen. Now, he wasn't being really weird like that. But John was trying to make sure. Bless you. Are you okay? All right. But John was trying to make sure that we heard. We heard the message that Jesus is coming. And as we change our lives, we will recognize Jesus when he comes. So let me tell you this, we're going to be celebrating Christmas in just a few weeks. And as we celebrate Christmas, we remember that Jesus came as a little itty bitty baby. And if we turn our lives back to God, if we remember that story, and that's the story that began Christmas, we'll recognize Jesus and we'll feel his love and we'll know he's with us. So listen for those announcements. Sometimes they're going to be quiet. And sometimes they're going to be very, very loud. But however we hear them, remember that Jesus loves you very much. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming to us. And we thank you for messengers like John the Baptist who point us to you in all of the ways you come into our lives. Bless us so that we might share your love, Lord. And thank you for today. Amen. You guys have a great day.